This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Panchayat Awards 2024 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. During the ceremony, the Panchayati Raj Minister will unveil a booklet on the innovative and impactful practices of award-winning panchayats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete work of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati at his residence in New Delhi today. Subramanya Bharati's writings instilled patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in a language that the masses can relate to. It contains details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others, of the writings of Subramanya Bharati. The three-day Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit, organized in Jaipur to attract investments in Rajasthan, will conclude today. Before the valedictory session, MSME Conclave will also be organized today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in future. The Defence Ministry said in a statement, the two leaders discussed various issues of bilateral defence cooperation. Earlier, the Defence Minister co-chaired the 21st meeting of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation with his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov in Moscow. Making an initial remark, the Defence Minister emphasized that India-Russia relationship is very strong and has lived up to the responsibilities of a special and privileged strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid homage to former President of India, Pranab Mukherjee, on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Pranab Babu as one of a kind public figure, a statesman par excellence, a wonderful administrator, and a repository of wisdom. He emphasized that Pranab Mukherjee's contributions to India's development were noteworthy. He also underlined that efforts would continue to realize his vision for the nation. Home Minister also highlighted that Pranab Da played a significant role in national administration. The government has evacuated 75 Indian nationals from Syria following recent developments in the West Asian country. The evacuees include 44 Zairin from Jammu and Kashmir who were stranded at Saida Zainab. All Indian nationals have safely crossed over to Lebanon and will return by available commercial flights to India. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evacuation was coordinated by the embassies of India in Damascus and Beirut. The evacuation was put into effect following New Delhi's assessment of the security situation and requests from Indian nationals in Syria. In Syria, Mohammed al-Bashir has been appointed the caretaker prime minister of the transitional government. In a televised statement, Mr. Bashir said he will lead the interim authority till the 1st of March next year with the backing of the former rebels who toppled the president Bashar al-Assad's regime a few days ago. Mohammed al-Bashir, a figure little known across most of Syria, previously ran an administration in a small pocket of the northwest controlled by rebels. Embassy of India, Kathmandu. In Kathmandu, in association with the Nepal Tourism Board, jointly organized the first India-Nepal Tourism Meet yesterday. The event focused on promotion of Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh, and creating B2B connections to foster implementation of circuit tourism between India and Nepal. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster D. Gukesh will take on defending champion Ding Lijian of China in the 13th game in Singapore today after a day's rest. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.